Hi, this is Margot. This is Friday, August 4th, 2017, and I'm continuing with my spiritual warfare series. Today is part 5. I'm feeling an urgency to get this series finished up because I really don't know how much longer we've got to be here, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here, and I don't have any specifics, and I don't have an illness that's gonna kill me anytime soon or anything like that, but I just do think that the world stage is being set for a lot of people to be leaving the planet very soon, whether it's nuclear war or abrupt runaway climate change, which we're seeing the heating just exponential around the world, and some of the client scientists are predicting an ice-free Arctic this summer by August or September, and if that happens, we can expect awful things to start happening and our food supply to start running out, and even more extremes in the weather to where we can't grow what we need. And so I think that time is very short. I think we are in the end times, and judgment is coming, and it's time for people to make their choices. And so I feel like this series, if nothing else, if I'm gone and there are people left behind who are still wanting some help with getting free of demonic control, and they're coming under attack, and they're still here on the planet, this will be a set of instructions for them. And I will leave this as part of my work that I've been doing with people. I've been focusing on implant removal for the last year and a half or so, and removing all kinds of energetic implants, and doing empathic spiritual healing, and getting people connected with God and Jesus and the angels and their star family, if appropriate, and getting their divine connection, getting them set free from the control from the matrix system here, and from anything that's holding them back from their divine expression here. And in doing that work, I've incorporated a lot of spiritual warfare in my sessions because I've seen more and more people coming under demonic attack and having demons directly, like, going in and out of their bodies in portals and things. And so it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And I had a vision of about 2 or 3 weeks ago that the restrainer hand has been removed, and in the Bible it says that the restrainer hand will be removed for a period of time, and Satan and all his minions will be allowed to run rampant over the earth in the end, right until the end, before Christ comes back. And so this is what I believe is happening now, and I'm not sure how things are gonna come down right at the very end. I'm hoping that a lot of us will beam out, if you want to call it that. You know, the Christians call it the rapture. A lot of people are gonna die. And, you know, if they've made their choice before their moment of death, then they won't go into hell. Their souls won't be captured by Satan. But if they have not made their choice, they can go down by default, because it's going to happen so fast that you're not going to know what's happened, what's happening. And if you haven't been meditating and asking for guidance and help and being free, and asking specifically for the help of God and Jesus. And Jesus is the one that will help you here. And if you haven't been doing that, I recommend that you start doing it, because time is so short and we don't have years to go into a spiritual practice, and there's nowhere to run to. We can't go anywhere else on the planet where it's going to be safer. We're all placed where we are right here, right now, and we're all in our specific locations for certain reasons. And I think it's time for us to just really go within, and you know, the most important thing is our spiritual awareness. And this has been my message all along. And yeah, healing can happen when I do the sessions. Healing can happen when you change your diet and things like that, but the true healing comes from God, and the true healing is spiritual, and we need to be prepared for not being here and not being in the physical body. And the best way to do that is to start going within and saying your prayers and asking for help and guidance from God and Jesus and the angels, and also by going into, if you don't want to call it meditation, just self-reflection. And it doesn't have to be a formal meditation where you're sitting for hours and with a specific set of protocols to do, but you do want to protect yourself when you're doing this, and say a prayer protection and ask for Jesus to protect you, protect your mind while you're doing this, and ask for the holy warrior angels to come and surround you and your where you're living to protect you, because you don't want to come under attack either when you're meditating or in that reflective state or when you're sleeping. And you can do moving meditations. I do a lot of what I call just being in an intuitive state when I'm in the kitchen, when I'm cooking, or when I'm cleaning, or when I'm laying in the bathtub. And you know, a lot of people get into a meditative state when they're driving and listening to beautiful music. But today I'm going to talk to you about behaviors that can be opening you up to attachments from the dark side, and how to get rid of all of this, and also how to clear your house out of things that might be opening portals to the dark side. The first thing is, there are certain behaviors that will attract the demons or lower spirits, or they're things from the astral realm, the 4D lower astral, and there are entities in these realms that are not of the highest realms. And I deal with the highest realms, and I really don't deal with anything in 4D except to get rid of them if I've got an attachment or some coming under attack. And with 4D, when I'm looking and doing the interdimensional healing on people, is the astral realm, where there are a lot of demons, there are ghosts, earthbound spirits, people who have died but are still connected to the earth, and they have not moved either to the light or gone on to other realms, whether it's somewhere else. But they might be just hanging out and wanting a body, and there are demonic things there. There's a lot of stuff there that's being controlled with technology, and when people do magic of any kind. They're dealing with spirits and entities from this 4D realm. And they're getting these entities to go do work for them. Shamans use a lot of 4D entities that they work with. I don't recommend going to shamans. I don't recommend anything about shamans. Some people might think that shamans are okay, and they say, oh, well, you know, they're practicing good things. Well, I think if you're trying to direct any energies at all and not under the guise of Jesus and God, then I think it's dealing with some very low energies and entities, and that can really backfire on you. And especially shamans who take people through an ayahuasca experience. Ayahuasca is a South American Amazon plant that grows, and this is the big rage. People have been going all over the place to drink ayahuasca, and it kicks you out of your body and makes you go into the astral realm. It's a psychedelic experience. Some people have what they consider kind of spiritual awakenings when they're on ayahuasca, but I think it's a false awakening because it's a drug. It's you know, it's something that you took to make you have this experience, and I think that you can be deceived when you're out of your body. I don't recommend psychedelics of any kind. When people come to me and I start working with them, if they tell me they've been using psychedelics, I tell them, you know, I really don't recommend that. And you can really blow open holes in your aura where you can't shut down the demonic attacks if you've taken these psychedelics, because you've kicked yourself out of your body so many times. And the veils are pretty much ripped open, and it can't be repaired completely. And so psychedelics are definitely one way to open up portals in your body and in your energy system, and to all these dark realms. And Ouija boards, seances, psychic readers, a lot of psychic readers and psychic healers, tarot cards, any kind of card reading, not just tarot cards, even angel cards, pendulums, using all of these things, anything that can be controlled. You're asking questions and you're wanting answers, you're wanting to know, and these things can be controlled by the dark side, and you don't know what's coming through. So these are all practices that I think can really invite some really bad stuff to happen in people's lives, and I don't encourage it. Also, going to bars is another place that a lot of demons and low spirits hang out. When people become inebriated, they can become controlled by the dark side. If you have an alcohol problem, I recommend you go to AA or get in some kind of recovery program and stop drinking as soon as possible, because it's a sign that you're being controlled. Another thing, some ways to know if you've got demonic activity going on or demonic control going on in your life, or if you're having a lot of accidents, if things aren't working, things are kind of like really falling apart in your world, that can be a sign that there's some really dark stuff going on. If you're having obsessive compulsive thoughts and doing obsessive compulsive behaviors and you can't stop them, that's a sign that something else is working through you. If you're hearing voices in your head, that's definitely a sign. Of course, the voices in the head can also be through technology from government mind control. So there are lots of different places that can come from. Channeling is another way that you can let in these dark entities and dark spirits. I do channel, and I've been channeling angels since 1992. But I've learned how to test the spirits when they come to me. I don't open up just to anything out there. When I do communicate interdimensionally or with these higher realms, I say prayers and ask for only that my highest guides, angelic beings, beings the light of God or star family, to come through, or God or Jesus themselves. And by prefacing like that, it kicks out a lot of the other lower beings that might try to come through. And if something comes in and it doesn't feel right, or if it's a new energy or a new entity, I'll test them and ask them to show me their light. And because if they are of the light of God, they have to show you their light. And if they don't have light, then it means that they're not of the light of God. And so I command them to leave. And so these are just some things that you need to do if you are communicating with beings. And if you're not sure what you're communicating with, you want to shut it down. You want to stop. Because that is a really... channeling is one way that you can really be deceived, because you might think it's your guide or it's your angel, or you might get a certain body sensation. And if you haven't questioned it and you don't know, and you just say, oh, that's, you know, that's a good thing, and you welcome it and you open to it, then you've made an agreement, and then that the thing starts happening more and more and more, and before you know it, you can be under total control of that entity, and it can be totally dark. And once that happens, it's really hard to get free, and you really have to just stop and shut it down, and you really have to have help getting free of all of that, because you might have set up a portal. And I see these things in people, and, you know, it shows up in their head. It looks like a funnel going into their brain. And it's like a superhighway from all these demonic things coming in and just, you know, leading them off path. Or it might be in their throat. I've seen the portals in a person's throat if they've been channeling. Sometimes it's in their heart, in the front or the back. It can be in the back of the neck. It can also be in the back, like on the first or second chakra. And if someone has a sexual addiction, it can be through there. So this is serious stuff. Oh, also, pornography is another behavior that will open people up to demonic control. And these are all addictions. It's all part of the addictive personality. And these addictions come about because you feel empty. There's an emptiness in your soul. Joseph Campbell years ago called it the hole in the soul, and he did inner child work with people to help them recover lost parts of themselves. And if they've had traumatic childhoods, you know, then they didn't experience the unconditional love from the, especially the mother, when they were growing up. And if you didn't have that, you can actually have, as he called it, the hole in the soul, and I've seen it as a dark pit in the heart, or a twisted heart, where you really don't know how to experience love, and your heart chakra can't open in the right way. And so everything that comes through the heart chakra is twisted, and that means the emotions are twisted, your feelings are twisted. It's hard for you to see the truth about someone, or you might be too forgiving, or you might feel like, I have to keep doing this certain behavior and trying with this person and helping them, and if I only love them enough, then they'll stop doing what they'll stop drinking, or they'll stop doing drugs or whatever, and they'll love me. And this behavior is set up from childhood, and everybody has a part of this. Like, nobody had a perfect childhood. We all came from imperfect childhoods, imperfect parents. Nobody was perfect, and we all experienced some kind of abuse. And so it's a good thing to kind of go through and look at where you think you might be deficient, and the only thing that can fix it is the love of God and Jesus. And Jesus, once you realize that he did come to help us, and part of the human condition is this complete suffering and abuse. And I know a lot of people are not going to like hearing this, but it's just part of the human condition. And it's passed down through the generations, and this is learned behavior, and then it's set in the DNA, and it's passed down from one generation to the next. All kinds of abuse and behaviors that, unless you realize it and can stop it, it'll just keep perpetuating over and over and over. And unless you realize it and get healed up inside from, I think the only way to really heal is Jesus, then all of these behaviors will keep perpetuating, and you'll keep getting into bad relationships. You'll keep attracting the same kind of abusive person over and over and over. And it's, you know, it's hard to stop any addictive behavior without just asking for a higher power. And even in AA and all the 12-step programs, they say that they surrender to the addiction and know that they don't have any power over it, and they ask for a higher power to come and intervene, meaning God. And it is a spiritual group, and it's a spiritual program, and they don't say God or Jesus, but that's really what it is. But I think that you have to go in spiritually in order to get true healing. You have to go deep inside, and when you finally get at the bottom, when you finally get to the point where nothing else is working, you're at your wit's end, you're on your last little rope, and you're about to go, if you do call out then for help, it will come. But you really, you have to be at the bottom, and you have to be willing to surrender everything. Surrender everything that's gone wrong in your life, and surrender everything that you've been doing, surrender your relationships, surrender the way you make your money, everything. You have to be willing to surrender everything to Jesus and God in order to really make that change. And unless you're ready, unless you get to that point, it's not going to work and it won't stick. And if you try to change for someone else, it won't work. If you try to change just because your health is going down, it won't work. It has to be from deep inside. The commitment has to come from deep inside your spirit. And that's the only way it will work. And that's how the change happens. And once that happens, I mean, miracles start happening. I've seen it happen in people's lives. And it happened for me. I mean, literally, things start shifting from the inside out. And as you shift from the inside out, then your whole world starts moving and shifting around you according to the spiritual. And we don't know what God has in store for us. We might think that we know. We know what's best for us, or we know what we want, or and so we project it out there or pray for a certain outcome or a certain thing to happen or a certain job or a certain possession or things like that. But we may really be limiting ourselves as to what God has in store. And so a better prayer would be for us to ask for God to bring whatever is in our highest good for our highest healing and leave it open-ended. I mean, that's what I do. I don't project for anything specific anymore. I just say for my highest good. So once I started praying like that, things really shifted. And, you know, if you have a death sentence, which we all do, we're all going to die, some sooner than later, and we all come into this world alone, and we're all going to leave alone. You can't take your money, you can't take your possessions, you can't take your job, and you can't take other people with you. You can't even take your pet with you. And so this is a solitary journey. A solitary journey, and it's the most important journey of your life. And are you afraid? A lot of people are afraid of death. I'm not. But once you become unafraid and realize that this is the greatest journey, and it is a solitary journey, and it's the most important journey, and you live your life like that, and you every day might be your last day, and you say, well, what's important today? How do I want to live my life today? And then you get a whole new perspective. So that's my message for today. I hope you found this helpful. My name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com, and like I said, I'm doing implant removal and empathic spiritual healing. And if anybody wants to work with me, just go ahead and contact me through my website and we'll get you going. So until next time, take care and God bless, and go in peace. Goodbye.